Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, even though we haven't had a lot of snow this winter, I do sometimes think about those big old St. Bernards, you know, wandering around the Alps looking for victims of snowfall. And they got little kegs of brandy around their throats.
Right.
Which makes a lot of sense because it'll warm you from your toes to your nose.
It's the truth. Brandy, as you are, I'm sure, well aware, is wine that has been distilled and then is usually aged in barrels. And, you know, for me, this is my perfect winter beverage. You know, picture the snow, picture
the winter warmer.
The winter warmer.
Right.
The roaring fire, the Irish setter and or long-haired miniature dachshund curled at your feet, a snifter in your left hand, a novel in your right.
And, that's right.
All right. So that's really kind of my romanticized version of this.
Works for me.
The thing that you got to remember about virtually all forms of brandy, especially if they're of higher and higher quality, it's a whole lot more about what's on the nose than it is about what's on the palate. These liquids have phenomenally complex, wonderful aromas. So the snifter is kind of important. And just give yourself an opportunity to sort of, you know, take a few wafts and explore and let your imagination roam. I think that's really where they really excel. The most famous form of brandy is obviously cognac, which is produced in the Cognac region in France, which is about an hour and a half north of Bordeaux. Obviously, that's where the name comes from. Cognacs are double distilled and pot stills, which is the same thing they use for single malt scotch. And the grapes are almost exclusively Uni Blanc, which is usually 70 to 90% of the blend, Colombard and Folle Blanche, and there may be some other more minor grapes. One point of confusion is on some of the bottles of cognac, it'll say Grand Champagne or Petit Champagne, and that's not the grape. That is where the vineyards are located within the cognac region. So Grand Champagne is one region, and the Petit Champagne is the other region.
Having nothing to do with the bubbly region.
Has nothing to do with that at all. Some people think it's just champagne grapes. No, it's not. It's just the region.
How about
that? Anyway, I tried a really nice one. It's from a producer called Gilles Brisson. It's a Grand Champagne, so it's from the large Champagne region. It's a VSOP, which means it's at least 4 years old. VS is 2 years, VSOP is four, and XO is six plus. And it's all about the nose. It's gorgeous aromas of vanilla with a little bit of sort of a delicate orange peel and then caramel. And then you can just sort of pick up other little nuances as you give it a chance to open up. It's 40% alcohol and it's about $40 a bottle. You're not going to drink this quickly. So that's actually pretty good value, I thought. Armagnac is similar to cognac, except it's from a region much further south in Gascony. Similar grape varieties. It's on a column still, and it will tend to be a little richer and probably a little edgier. I tried the Domaine de Cassignols Armagnac XO, $40 again. Slightly more full-bodied than the Gilles Brisson, but rich caramel aromas with notes of mocha and spice that I thought was really attractive. Calvados is brandy that comes from Brittany and Normandy made from apple wine. They're really interesting. I tried something called Calvados Pierre Huet. Fine was the designation. Obvious apple aromas over notes of caramel flan, which was spectacular, cocoa, and just a really interesting overall aromatic profile. $29, so it's a pretty good value.
That's a good deal.
I thought. So there's some winter warmers for you. We'll put them on the website. Jump in and enjoy.
Great. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.